Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. The manuscript that was 3 feet tall, are you wondering what that is? Well, it was actually the handwritten manuscript for a book that was 1,500 pages. I don't know if you've ever read a book that's 1,500 pages. It's quite a feat. Well, it's a feat to write a book that's 1,500 pages. And the manuscript behind that book was 3 feet tall. It was done by Archibald Thomas Robertson, A.T. Robertson. And he was actually a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm recording this episode on location in Louisville. We're in the alumni chapel here on the campus of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Who was A.T. Robertson, the man behind this 3 feet tall manuscript? Well, he was born in 1863 in Virginia, but he grew up in North Carolina. He studied at Wake Forest College, excelled at languages, received a master's degree there, and then he went and studied here at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. He married a daughter of the president at the time. Robertson showed up here, graduated in 1888, and upon his graduation, he served for 2 years as a teaching assistant for John Broaddus. And then in 1890, he was appointed an associate professor. And then in 1894, he married. And in 1895, he became a full professor. He spent his decades here teaching students New Testament and Greek. On September the 24th, 1934. He was feeling a little ill. He actually collapsed. His students noticed that he was sweating profusely. He dismissed his class. A younger faculty member helped his 70-year-old colleague make it to his home. And there, later in the day, he died of a stroke. He spent his entire career here from 1888, the time he graduated, until 1934. Not only did he teach New Testament and Greek and other classes, but he wrote a total of 45 books. The Big Monster, the 1,500-page book, was his grammar of the Greek New Testament in light of historical research. He also wrote the 6-volume Word Pictures in the New Testament. He wrote a little book called The Minister and His Greek Testament. And that really gets to the heart of what Robertson was about. Back in 1890, when he was appointed an associate professor, he gave a lecture here at the seminary entitled Preaching and Scholarship. He believed that pastors should be scholars of the Greek text so that they could be better preachers. At one point, he said, "If theological education will increase your power for Christ, is it not your duty to gain that added power?" He also at one time simply said, scholarship that helps men preach. That's the kind of scholarship he was after. At one point, Robertson also quipped that the greatest proof that the Bible is inspired is that it had survived so much bad preaching. And so he devoted his life of his teaching and his work in his books to try to help men preach the Bible better, to know the Bible better, and to be better preachers. Dr. Al Mohler, the current president of the seminary where Robertson taught for decades, said of A.T. Robertson that his book and his work was a monumental achievement, pointing to the true essence of evangelical scholarship. You know, that day in September of 1934, when A.T. Robertson had his stroke and the day that he died, he was actually looking over the text, the Greek text of Matthew 6:11. We know this. Give us this day our daily bread. And so A.T. Robertson spent a life of teaching ministers how to give to their congregation the bread of life. Well, that's A.T. Robertson, and I'm Steve Nichols on location in Louisville, Kentucky, Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
As we finish this week's episode, let's go back to that Puritan poet friend of ours, Anne Bradstreet. She wrote, "Iron, till it be thoroughly heated, is incapable to be wrought. So God sees good to cast some men into the furnace of affliction, and then beats them on his anvil into what frame he pleases."